This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. A village police officer in Nunavichuk was shot by a prisoner yesterday. According to a state trooper dispatch, the prisoner, Darius Larson, age 37 of Nunavichuk, escaped the Nunavichuk Public Safety Building after shooting the VPO. Larson then fled to Bethel by snow machine. Local troopers, along with special emergency response team members, worked with Bethel police to locate Larson. He was arrested in Bethel around 8 p.m. The VPO who was shot was medevaced to Bethel and is reportedly in stable condition. Next, in search and rescue. State troopers have released the names of the men who went missing after a fire destroyed the old Chivac school last week. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
The men are 22-year-old James Tikyun and 35-year-old Dennis Slatz. They were discovered missing after the fire, with no signs of having left the village and have not been seen since. It's unknown if the men perished in the fire. The fire happened last Monday. Deputy fire marshals and state troopers flew to Chivac the day after on Tuesday to investigate and left on Wednesday. A trooper spokesperson says the investigators determined the fire started underneath the old school building's gym. The cause remains unknown. They did not find any human remains in the debris, but their search was brief. Asbestos, along with other hazardous materials and chemicals, fill the site, and a trooper spokesperson says the site will need to be treated before a more thorough search can occur. Also, a heavy snow fell on the site the day after the fire. Chivac Vice Mayor Ulrich Ulron says the community has begun talking with the State Department of Environmental Conservation about options for cleaning the site. The community is also working to repair water and sewer pipes damaged by the fire. About 20 homes in Chivac are now in their second week without running water and sewer. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
And finally, in education, Bethel Regional High School senior Jamin Crow had been out of school for almost a year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. He and other BRHS seniors were finally able to return to their classrooms on March 11th. Jamin recorded audio journal entries to document what his first day back in school was like.
It is currently 9:30 and we just got done with a Zoom with all the seniors. So I got to school and they showed me to my classroom where I am with four other students right now. We're all socially distant, sitting around with one teacher, but so far I'm really enjoying today. The teachers are very happy to see us. It's really nice to see all my classmates and hopefully today goes well. It is currently 11:30 and I have been in a classroom working on my schoolwork for the past 2 hours. I really enjoyed being in a classroom setting again. It's amazing how much it helps me focus, and I can tell it's helping my other classmates focus. And the amount of work that I've gotten done in the 2 hours is a lot more than compared to what I would have done at home. I have less distractions, I am on my phone less, I feel really focused, and being at school just helps me concentrate so much. It's really quiet, but other than that, everything's amazing. Teachers are poking their heads in and saying hi. Even though they're wearing a mask, you can tell that everybody's all smiles, happy to be back, happy to see kids back. It's a really fun atmosphere. You can walk in the hallways when you're going to get water and you can see some people you haven't seen in a long time and wave hi through the door. But overall, it's been a great morning. I think I have half an hour until we have lunch, and after lunch that's when we're doing some fun activities, so I'll check in after that. All right, just say your name.
My name is Ethan Sundown. I'm a senior at Bethel Regional High School.
How's your first day of school going so far?
Been really productive. Got a lot done so far. I miss the environment, and I really enjoy seeing some of my friends here again. So it's been really good so far.
What do you think about school starting almost exactly 1 year after everything shut down due to COVID.
It's a little freaky that, you know, it happened almost to the year. Then again, I like to think of, you know, our society as pretty, you know, forward moving. And so to kind of have, you know, both of these really significant dates happen on the same kind of days, 1 year apart, it kind of just shows you like comparisons, like, okay, where were we last year? And how far have we gotten now? Last year, everything was shutting down. Sports was shutting down. You know, there was a real sense of dread in the air, I think. And now, you know, a year later, our state's leading the country in COVID vaccinations. You know, I'm getting chills just talking about it.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeffrey Crowell.
I just got done with school and I'm currently in my car. But today was a great day. We had lunch around noon and we had the food brought to us in these plastic containers by a teacher. We just ate in our desks and we put away our work and we were just talking for about a half an hour. And it was really great to be able to catch up with old friends and classmates. It was really something to hear what they've been doing, what's been keeping them busy. But around 12:30, we all hopped on a Zoom again, all the whole school, and the principal had set up a door decorating contest to kind of have like a team building thing. Even though I'm not the most artistic person, it was really fun to be able to brainstorm an idea and quickly put together something and do something as a team. And I haven't done that in a year, which is kind of crazy to me, but it's something I really missed about school, and today was great. To me, there was no negatives about today. I really appreciate this happening today, and I hope it gets better along the way.
That was an audio portrait of the first day at school since the pandemic, produced by Jamin Crow, a senior at Bethel Regional High School and an intern at KYUK. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.